Hi, everybody. We're here with MJ from Seymour Duncan. You've been with Seymour for how long now?
I'm going on 31 years.
31 years. And what was it, when you first started, what was it what you were doing there?
You know, when I my very first pickup on the very first day was the Jimmy Page pickups.
Uh-huh.
I had to make only 10 sets for him because he was going to go on the road.
So they were getting them ready for all his guitars.
Getting ready for all the guitars.
Wow. And how long did that take you to do something like that?
Well, it was my very first day, so it took me, you know, most of the day to go ahead and finish all 10, you know. But the highlight of that day was when I was going to Seymour's office to deliver the pickups, and he had Peter Frampton, Nam Batch hanging on the wall, you know, and I'm going, you know, Peter Frampton, my God, he's the dude, he's the guy,
right.
So I end up with that batch, you know.
Yeah, I love Peter Frampton myself,
yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah, big fan of Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
You know?
And he was a good-looking guy back in the day, too.
Of course. It was a win-win situation right there. You know?
So what's new over at Duncan?
Well, new over at Duncan, we have many things. We have the 53 top telly sets. We have a humbucker under a P90 dog gear or sopa cover.
Uh-huh.
We have the Dino Bucker, which is... a Dynasonic under a humbucker cover.
Uh-huh.
We also have the Fat Staples, a P90 staple pickup under a humbucker cover. We have the Super Bees, the Jimmy Page, the David Gilmour sets, the 69 Strat sets. We have Dimebackers, we have Staples. We have Andy Summer sets, the...
And are these all part of the antiquity line, or are these shop?
No, these are all part only of the custom shop.
Okay.
You know, in the custom shop, like we say, you dream it, we'll make it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I have so many Duncan pickups, I can't even remember. I mean, it's so many guitars. Majority of my guitars have Duncan pickups in them. I have one of the very first Pearly Gates that you guys ever made, and I love it.
Yeah, I mean, Pearly Gates is one really good selling pickup. And eventually, especially the new version of the Pearly Gates that was putting all the Gibson guitars. I mean, all the ones we brought to the show, they sold within the first, you know, day.
Yeah.
So, the Pearly Gate pickup, as well as the Angus Young pickups, people were kind of... I'm not speaking about the Joe Bonamassa. We sold out, you know, in all those three pickups right away. Yeah.
How does it feel for you? I mean, at this point in time, being with Seymour so long, as soon as I saw you, I recognized you. You've become almost as famous as Seymour at this point.
How does it feel? I mean, I believe anybody, if you really love what you do, you see it as, well, it's kind of my passion, because my kids even at home ask me, Mom, where do you live? Eventually, I live in the Seymour Duncan Custom Shop, you know? But, feeling, it's, you feel better when you hear your music on the stage, when you know that that particular song is part of you, when you know that you took part on something that, you know, you helped to define an image, an individual, that tone they've been seeking for. Because sometimes, you know, they have many guitars. But, I mean, they don't want to be anybody else. They want to be themselves. And if you help them to find their tone, like, I mean, good example. Last night, you know, I went to see Michelangelo play.
Yeah.
And after the show, he kind of asked me for 4 JBs and 4, JNs. No, Pearly Gate necks. Since they're building me a guitar, I need 4 sets. I said, fine. We went out to dinner, we were talking, and I asked him, hey, dude, why do you want that? Not that the JB is now one of the greatest pickups in our number one selling pickup.
Absolutely.
But after hearing him play, I'm going, you need the JB, but with a kick, you know? And then he goes, MJ, I was embarrassed to tell you that, but that's exactly what I was dreaming of, you know? And then that's when you said, okay, well, job well done, MJ. I knew that something was missing, because for him, the JB wasn't what he needed on the stage,
right.
You know.
Right.
And I mean, and when you do that kind of job, you said, you know, you have learned something.
Absolutely,
you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, up to, you know, it was amazing because through the whole night, that's what we were talking about, you know. Yeah. How did I knew that he wanted something? I said, the way you were playing, I knew that JB wasn't going to be enough for you, you know.
So he needed something to get him over the top.
Yeah. And it's the same thing when I go to a concert and Steve Miller is playing and he's talking about his various guitars, talking about Goldie and Blackie and Taffy and, you know, I mean, Steve Miller is playing, and right after that, he's talking about all the guitars. And then almost at the end of the show, he says, you know what, I might have you guys tired about talking about my gear, my guitars especially, but you guys don't know one thing. MJ is in the house. And she really needs to know, you know, and define the tone on each guitar, because tomorrow when we meet, she will know exactly what to give me for each instrument.
Just from hearing
it. Yes, just by hearing
it. That's incredible.
You know, and I mean, it's the same thing. John Fogerty does the same thing, you know. I mean, after the show finished, MJ, do you hear my P90? Do you hear, you know? I mean, it's stuff that I feel proud of, be able to deliver that particular tone.
That's fantastic.
You know,
I think that's really, it's an amazing ear that you have.
It's not only amazing here, probably, it's just on my heart.
That's great.
It's on my heart, and because everything that I do it with love and devotion, you know, and pride, lots of pride.
It's beautiful, passionate.
Passionate, very passionate on my work.
That's
great.
And people can go to SeymourDuncan.com and check out the website and find out all that stuff.
Yeah, and they can also go to the Facebook, the Custom Shop Facebook, the Seymour Duncan Facebook, or MJ at Seymour Duncan Facebook.
Oh, really? Okay, excellent. That's good to know.
Yes.
I love that. Well, MJ, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and, you know, great to be here with you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. God bless.
God bless you.